It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
With Memorial Day weekend approaching, the presence of peonies will herald the holiday, as well as the arrival of full-blown spring moving fast onto summer's start. Flower shops and grocery stores specialize in the cut flowers, while many cemeteries sport planted areas featuring herbaceous peonies with large double blooms in colors that range from pure white through pink, salmon, crimson, and purple. In our unpredictable weather area, peonies are a popular standard, although not always around on Decoration Day. A late freeze will nip the buds, while a day of our typical windy weather coupled with an early hot spell will leave you with brown-edged blooms that have a short lifespan, never seeing the end of May. This year seems to be a pretty good one for peonies at my place. Some cool nights and early spring showers have resulted in shiny green foliage topped with fat round buds just now beginning to burst forth and show their finest colors for the first big holiday weekend of the season. To me, peony blossoms are so Rubenesque. The perfect roundness of the buds, the full-blown petals, soft and tender, the subdued pastels and sensuous fragrances just cry out to be painted alongside those pink and pearly-skinned women with the full lips and the big hips. After years of enjoying other people's peonies, my garden is finally sporting its own floral artwork thanks to a gift of 3 sets of buds from gardening friends. When transplanting, divide peonies in the fall, when reddish buds appear at the base of the plant. Set them at least 8 inches apart and between 1.5 to 2 inches deep in an area of sun and good drainage. The planting depth is important because a shallow depth will not allow for needed freeze protection, while buds planted too deep will never bloom. Each transplant should have 3 to 5 eyes attached to 3 or 4 thick roots. Be sure to lift them carefully with a spading fork to keep from damaging the shallow root system of the mother plant. During the first season, remove any buds in order to give the roots extra nourishment and development. Peonies sometimes take a couple of seasons to settle in and get ready to bloom. If you see no blooms after the 3rd season, check your planting area. Perhaps soil has filled in on top of the peony to exceed 2 inches of depth, or too much shade is available. Or the peonies may be competing with nearby trees and shrubs for water and nutrients. Once established, a peony can typically bloom for 50 years and requires little care. A tonic of 5-10-5 fertilizer applied in late fall or early spring and regular watering will see them through each growing season. The foliage will die back with frost and should be disposed of in order to control a fungus blight that can attack the foliage and blooms in the following year. Staking or tying up is essential to keep heavy buds from drooping in heavy wind or rain. I've had best luck by using support rings placed around the plant when it's about 6 inches tall. As growth occurs, guide the stems up through the ring to keep them standing tall. Peonies have been cultivated in Asia for over 1,000 years and are prized as a symbol of prosperity in Japan. The botanical name, Paeonia, goes back to classical Greek and arose from the supposed medicinal properties of some peony specials. I'm sure there is truth in this history because the sight of red peony shoots in the spring flower bed are a sure cure for the winter blues. And a bouquet of those lush and lovely flowers will definitely soothe the soul and heal the spirit.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.